नूरानी दीक्षित ऑन रैंडी आर एन डी वाइस टेलम एस डी आई डी ए जे एम सी ऑन 21st of January फॉर फॉलो अप ऑन हिज मेडिकेशन एंड लोअर एक्सट्रीमिटी स्वेलिंग एंड हाई ब्लड प्रेशर ही हैज बीन डूइंग प्रीटी गुड एक्सेप्ट फॉर हिज ब्लड प्रेशर टुडे सीम्स टू बी रनिंग अ लिटिल बिट हाई ही इज सपोज टू फॉलो विद अ कार्डियोलॉजिस्ट कंप्लीट रिव्यू ऑफ सिस्टम वर्क्स एंड पास मेडिकल हिस्ट्री मेडिकेशन रिव्यू ऑन एग्जामिनेशन ही इज अलर्ट ओरिएंटेड हिज वेट इज 301 पाउंड हिज ब्लड प्रेशर इज 160/102 Head is normocephalic, eyes, ears, nose, throat, normal, no tonsils, enlarged, no tharyngeal, no carotid buoy. Lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no ronchi, no crackles, good inventory, serious asthma, true audible, regular, no murmurs, no GVD, abdomen is obese, soft, non-tender. Bosons are positive, extremities, edema positive in both the lower extremities, no calf tenderness, no rash, a pulse is palpable, warm extremities, general condition of the skin is normal. Assessment and plan number one. High blood pressure, number two is extremity of lower extremities, number three is diabetes, number four is history of colon resection in the past due to diverticulosis. The patient is supposed to go for a repeat colonoscopy. I'm going to order echocardiogram. A complete physical blood work was ordered. He was emphasized on the importance of taking all his medications and watching his diet, especially salt, fat and carbs. And exercise and follow up in next few weeks. He needs to take care of his blood pressure and modify his lifestyle. Everything was explained to him in detail. All his questions were answered to his satisfaction. Next patient is Donna, D-O-N-N-A, Steinberger, S-P-A-N-B-E-R-G-E-R. She was seen on 21st of January for a follow-up on her medications. And she's feeling fine. Her blood sugars has been under control. Complete review of system was done. Past medical history medications reviewed on examination. She's alert oriented, not in distress. Vitals are stable. Head is normocephalic. Eyes, ears, nose, throat normal. No tonsils enlarged. No thyroid, no carotid buoy. Lungs are clear to auscultate. No wheeze, no ronchi, no crackles. Good inventory. Serious as soon as to audible, regular, normal, no GVD. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, bosons are positive. Extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses palpable, warm extremities, no neurological deficit, good sensations except for left big toenail is a little bit ingrown toenail, but no signs of inflammation. Assessment and plan number one, diabetes, number two is occasional diarrhea, but it could be IBS. Patient tries to modify her diet and it gets better. Number three is elevated TSS, number four is left big toe ingrown pain, toenail, and the patient was asked to follow up with the podiatrist if she has any problems. A complete review of diet was done. She was emphasized on the importance of a step one diet, low fat, low carb, low salt, exercise. Monitor her blood sugars. I'm going to repeat the SHT4 and she needs a mammogram and colonoscopy. Hemoglobin A1C was done with just 6.8. Everything was explained to her in detail. All the questions were answered to her satisfaction. She will follow up in 3 months. Next patient is Tamela Brown, T-A-M-E-L-A-B-R-O-W-N-E, seen on 21st of January with complaints of having cough condition. She has sore throat going on for a long time. She is very fatigued, chills, and she continues to smoke because she is under a lot of stress and anxiety. Complete review of system was done, past medical history medications reviewed on examination. She is a little bit anxious. Her vitals are stable. Head is normocephalic. Eyes, ears, nose, throat normal. Sorry, eyes are normal. Nasal mucosa and throat is erythematous. Mild submandibular lymphadenopathy. No thyroidectomy, no carotid buoy. Lungs are clear to auscultate except for decreased airway entry. A serious asthma is too audible, regular, no murmurs, no JVD. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, pulses are positive, extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses, palpable, warm extremities. General condition of the skin is normal. Assessment and plan number one, cough, bronchitis. Well, number two is sore throat, fatigue, chills. Number three is mandibular lymph nodes and large and tender. Number 5 is hypertension, hyperlipidemia, anxiety, depression, and nicotine addiction. She doesn't want to take any statins because of the muscle ache. She's up to date with her blood work. I want to do a rapid check on her, which was done and negative. I'm going to start her on Zithromax. She needs to take any cough syrup over the counter. She will continue using all her medications. Emphasis was made on modification of diet and especially nicotine addiction. At this point, patient is very stressed out. She doesn't want to talk about smoking. I'll check her back as needed and call me if there's any problem. An addendum on Sharon Ford, SHARONFORD. She was emphasized on the importance of low-fat, low-salt, low-carb diet, exercise, and she was supposed to follow up as needed. Next patient is Patricia, PATRICIA, Palazzolo, PALAZZOLO, seen on 21st of January for a follow-up on blood work. She has been anemic in the past because of heavy uterine bleed, and she is supposed to follow up with an OBGYN. Otherwise, she's doing fine. She doesn't have any problem, even like complete trivial system with negative past medical history medications. We've done examination. She's alert oriented, not in distress, vitals are stable, head is normocephalic, lungs are clear to auscultate, no vision, no bronchial serious, soreness too audible, abdomen, soft extremities, no edema assessment, and plan number 1. Patient is here for a follow up on blood work with anemia, history of heavy uterine bleed. She is going to be followed with OBGYN and going for a complete hysterectomy and start taking some iron pills as needed. She will follow up as needed. Next patient is Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Cornelius, C-O-R-N-E-L-I-U-S, seen on 21st of January for a follow-up on elevated blood pressure. His blood pressure has been staying high even though he's taking medication. So he gets very fatigued, lethargic. He snores a lot and he's a little bit overweight as well. A complete review of system was done, past medical history medication reviewed on examination. He is slightly obese too, with a weight of 212 pounds. Head is height of 5-7 inches. Head is normocephalic, eyes, ears, nose, throat, normal, no tonsils, enlarged, no pharyngeal, no carotid bulge. Lungs are clear to auscultate, no vision, no bronchi, no crack, it's good, eventually serious, as soon as to audible, regular, no murmurs, no JVD. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, both sides are positive, extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses, palpable, warm extremities, general condition of the skin is normal. Assessment and plan number 1. This patient is here for a follow-up on blood work, on blood pressure, which is very elevated today. It's 160/104. Number 2 is fatigue, obesity, and snoring. Detailed discussion was done. He needs to modify his diet with low salt, low fat, low carb, start exercising, and I want to do sleep studies on him for sleep apnea and echocardiogram. He will continue using all his medications. I'm going to add lisinopril 10 mg to Norris and follow up in a week. Everything was explained to him. Next patient is David White, DAVIDYWHITE, seen on 21st of January for follow-up on lower extremity edema and cellulitis. He does have a history of pericardial effusion. He's getting a little bit dyspneic with a shortness of breath and fatigue. Complete review of system done, past medical history medications reviewed. On examination, he is a little bit fatigued, vitals are stable. He seems to be getting a little short of breath when he talks. Head is normocephalic, eyes, ears, nose, throat normal. No pharyngeal, no carotid bulge. Lungs are consistent with decreasing ventry, but no wheeze, no ronchi, no crackle. Serious SNS to audible, regular, no murmurs, no JVD. Abdomen is soft, obese, extremities, non-tangibles in the positive extremities, edema positive in both the lower extremities, with chronic skin changes of dermatitis, with tight skin, bully, and erythema, and mild edema positive, no cast and NS extremity assessment, and plan number one, edema of both the lower extremities with cellulitis. He is finishing a course of Bactrim. I want him to stop after 10 days, but he will be given Bumex 2 milligram. He can stop water pill and start taking Bumex. Number two is hypertension, shortness of breath, history of pericardial effusion. Four is fatigue. Number five is chronic renal failure. The patient will be seeing a cardiologist, and he will be getting an x-ray, so I'm going to avoid x-ray. Everything was explained to him in detail, all his questions were answered to his satisfaction. Spend more than 20 minutes with the patient. Next patient is Thomas Herbert, THOMASHERBERT, seen on 21st of January, complains of having cough, congestion, post-nasal drip, and feeling fatigue and chills, no high fever. Complete review of symptoms and past medical history, medications reviewed on examination. Head is normocephalic, no temporal tenderness, no neck rigidity, eyes, ears, nose, throat, normal, no tonsils and large. No thyromegaly, no keratopathy, lungs are clear to hospital treat, no wheeze, no bronchocrackles, good air venting. Severe session is two audible regular numbers, no GVD, abdomen is soft, non tender, pulse on the positive extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness. Pulse is palpable, one extremity, general condition of the skin is normal assessment, and plan number one, headache with cough, fatigue and chills. Number two is post nasal drip. Number three is hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Number four is histo patent for men ovale and bicuspid aortic valve. A detailed discussion was done with the patient. At this point, I'm going to start him on Zithromax, hypodone, cough syrup, phase 2 for complete physical blood work and follow up as needed.